What have I done?
With Tanya and Steve.
Hey guys, Nathan Ross here. Thanks for tuning in.
The Ross Dog, Nathan Ross.
Here he is.
What about that grab? The first bit of it, what have I done?
We just thought, what was the most common thing he said last year? That was it. What have I done, everyone? Hey, mate, Canberra this weekend?
Canberra this weekend, well, I think it's going to be a pretty tough match down there. It's generally a very physical game between us two, and they'll be looking to bounce back from their loss to Melbourne, and we'll be looking to bounce back from ours against Penrith.
It's always been a bit of a bogey for us going down there, but didn't we win last time?
Last time we won. I think over the past few years, we've always had a good battle with Canberra in terms of them being close games. We went to Golden Point and actually had a draw.
Yep.
Then we got beaten in Golden Point, and then last year we beat them down there. We ended up coming home with a wet sail in the second half and scoring a couple of late tries, but they're always very tough physical games.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of old Knights players playing for them, so I'm sure there's a lot of feeling between both the teams.
When you're watching the team bolt around at the moment, though, are you seeing, and I was talking with Tanya, and both of us agree, you're watching a side, and every year, of course, we have hope. This year, there's a bit more than that. Are you seeing that too?
Yeah, see, we've always got pride in the jersey, but I think there's a lot of expectation now, especially with the players that we have in the playing group. I've said it a few times, we've probably got three or four players that are the best in the world in their position. So when you've got the caliber of players like that in your team, there is that expectation to win games. Unfortunately, last week, we were probably beaten to the ball and weren't quite keen enough on a few areas, but grand finals aren't won in March, so it's good to iron out these crinkles now so that come finals time, hopefully we're there or thereabouts and we can make a good press.
Now, where are we with you as far as your pelvis?
Yeah, so my pelvis and groins, still, my fingers are on track now to be healed by around 6, but still getting a few niggling injuries with the pelvis and groin, so I'm seeking...
It's been so ongoing, hasn't it?
Really? It has. It's a tough area to, I guess, fix straight away. It's a long-term type thing, and I had some operations in the off-season. They've been somewhat successful, but now we're just trying to find what the next step is in terms of getting back onto the field or whatever lays ahead from there.
Do you get that feeling when you did, and it was at the start of last year, you had these injuries, but you still came out and you really played hard? I can't imagine that doing it any good.
No. Yeah, so, you know, if I was a little bit smarter or if I'd ended up having a bit of time off at the beginning, then it probably could have been, you know, somewhat fixed before it got too bad.
Yep.
But that's what's happened from at this point, and had some good medical treatment in the off season, and now it's just all about building to whatever lays ahead.
Here's a question that's left of centre. Did Kurt Gidley have another baby?
I think so. He didn't text me about it, but
yeah.
I think I saw it on Twitter. If so, Kurt, congratulations.
Yeah. That leads me to, are those sort of old boys, do they come in and out of the club for advice or mentorship regularly?
Well, we see a lot of old boys, especially on captain's runs before when people are being debutants.
Yep.
So they'll come in, and we have I spoken about it before on the show? We've got on almost like a baggy green, but it's a baggy red and blue. It's a cricket hat, and it's got your debut number on it, and it's normally presented by an old boy relative to your position. If there's numerous ones, they bring greats like Danny Badiris, Kurt Gidleys. So our forwards previously have seen like Butterfield, Jeremy Smith, they hand ones out to the forwards. Sarge, and then
Chief, of course.
The backs, you know, we have Gids has handed them out before. A lot of the past guys come in, and they've probably been a lot stronger in the past couple of years.
It's interesting with the Knights and, well, the way NRL is these days, because you were constantly importing players from all over the place.
Yeah.
So you lose a little bit of that history, right? But then when you see someone like a Lachie Fitzgibbon,
he's
a great example of, you know, a young Newcastle boy, he'd really get that history. And I'm not saying that they don't get the history, but I imagine some of the imports wouldn't have the hold on the history that, you know, someone like you would.
Yeah, well, it's probably not ingrained in their DNA. No. So when you look at someone like Lachie or other junior players that have come through the ranks, like you've got young Phoenix Crossland coming through right now, Bradman Best, who's a local junior. We've got a lot of the local junior kind of flavour coming through. So it means a lot more to them. And there is a lot of player movement in the NRL.
Yeah.
And it is hard.
It's just a fact now.
It's just the way the cookie crumbles at this point in time. And the loyalty is probably not there as much anymore to a club because the financial figures are so big. But when you come to a place like Newcastle, you have to buy into the DNA, and that's the only way you're going to be successful here.
At risk of, you know, you not wanting to answer anything about this, Jared Mullen is back in the news, and your CEO, Phil Gardner, has made it very clear that the door is open and that once Jared's ban is over, that there may be a mentorship role there for him.
Yeah, look, I'm not quite privy to the information of what's happening on the inside. Obviously, I see what everyone else sees in the media. It's not a good circumstance to see someone who's been so great for the club fall into the position that they've fallen into. But from where I sit, I just hope that everything's okay for him and his family, and that he gets the help that's required. And then once he has found his feet again, I think he'd be a perfect person to learn off in terms of transitioning away from football into a normal life, what not to do, and then in terms of being a young halfback. Because let's put it straight, like, he was a great football player when he was playing football. He was young, he played Origin, he did a lot for this football club. And in my opinion, the mistake that he did make in terms of the doping scandal was to play football. It wasn't about performance enhancing, it was about speeding up his recovery.
He wanted to get back on the paddock.
That's how much he loved playing for Newcastle, where a lot of people could have just sat there on their however many figures they were and just collected their cash. Mm. He wanted to show that he's worth his money. And even though he made a bad choice in terms of how to get back on the field, he had the right intention there.
And I think, you know, from that enforcing, there'll be lots of polarising people saying, what's he going to teach? If he, and we fingers crossed, gets through all this and comes out the other end, he's the perfect scenario for in 3 years' time to be sitting down with players going, hey, this can happen to you.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So I see it down the track. Positive. Fingers crossed he comes good, that he's perfect for that role.
Well, and in a mentoring role, he might be able to spot some characteristics in young players that that he's now identified can stop them from maybe falling into a place where they are going to get in trouble. So generally, most lessons are learnt the hard way, and now that he's learning these lessons, if he can pass that knowledge on to younger players, I think that would be a great idea.
Well, thank you. Always honest as always, and look after you downstairs. Hey, go the night.
He's taking me for a training run this afternoon for that game on Saturday. I'm doing the Malcolm Hughes Foundation, mate. I'm running on with the All-Stars.
Celebrity game.
I've got a few tips for you.
Yeah, I bet you have. Like, don't.
Yeah, like, don't.
Yeah, and many other tips like, forget it. Are you mad?
Thanks, Rossi.
Thanks,
Nathan
guys.
Ross from the Newcastle Knights. Thanks to Hunter Laser Vision. They're a local company providing visual freedom.